Governor Doug Ducey has made it official. Arizona has submitted its nominations for so-called opportunity zones. Those are specific census tracts that can become eligible to take advantage of a provision of President Trump's recent tax reform package. And those tracts have to contain a population where at least 20% of the residents are below the federal poverty level. The opportunity zones are areas where individuals and companies can reinvest capital gains taxes to receive a break in the future. And the winning zones are expected to have an advantage in attracting new investors. Mila Besich-Lira is executive director of the Copper Corridor Economic Development Coalition, which is in one of the census tracts nominated for an opportunity zone. The coalition is based in Oracle. Mila, how big could the opportunity zone designation be for an area like yours?
For our communities, we are a copper mining region. We are comprised of several different towns that have either mines that are in development or mines that are in full production. And so this gives us an opportunity to reinvite investors back into our communities, being close to the extraction industry of mining that, you know, maybe we've been forgotten about because they've moved closer to urban centers, but maybe they'll relocate some manufacturing here. Several of our communities, Superior, Kearney, and Salmonwell, each have municipal airports, or the county-owned airport in Salmonwell. And with new drone technologies and different things in aviation and homeland security, this will hopefully attract some of those emerging technologies to consider our airports for training grounds or aviation schools. We just believe that this opens up a lot of opportunity, hence the opportunity zone, for us to reinvigorate our local economies.
So generally, what do you think of the concept? As someone who is in economic development, do you think it makes sense?
I believe it makes sense. I think we've all been a little trying to figure out how this is all going to work. The biggest challenge for us is going to be how do we allocate enough resources, whether it's staffing or finances, to really market our region appropriately so we can be competitive to those industries that are looking to take advantage of this area. This area has been damaged over the years, or not really damaged, but been affected by the ups and downs of the mining industry. So there's a lot of our infrastructure that needs to be repaired. We're constantly trying to work on housing development so we have modern homes for the younger workforce that we would like to attract, you know, into exactly even the mining industry, but any other industry coming to our area. So we have a lot of work to do, but we believe this opportunity zone will help us attract the investors that are needed to help us move many of these plans forward.
The mining history in the area you're talking about is really vital to the history of Arizona in many ways. But when it comes to competing with other rural areas, is there something else that stands out to you, other areas that have been nominated that really would make your area a little bit more interesting?
For the Copper Corridor area, our proximity to the Tucson and Phoenix metro markets is probably one of our biggest assets. If you're in Superior, if you're in Salmonwell, you can easily get into, if you're in Superior, you're going to get on US 60. You can easily get into Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport. If you're in Salmonwell, you can easily access Tucson and that particular metro market. So that opens up the opportunity for, you know, bigger workforce development, as well as access to moving goods from place to place. The area is also home to the Copper Basin Rail Line and the Salmonwell Rail Line as well as the Marco, which isn't operating right now. But we do have rail line access and decent highways to move goods throughout our region.
Is the opportunity zone potential to use what your region is doing well, but then also sort of flip it on its head a little bit and give it a chance to sort of update or refresh in some way?
I believe so. I think it's going to help us to bring more attention to our airports and transportation infrastructure, some of those assets that have maybe been taken, forgotten about. We haven't focused on them. We've only used them for what we, you know, have had some access to. We've also been working as a region to become more of an ecotourism destination and focus on our tourism development. The communities of Hayden and Winkleman and Kearney have the Gila River, which runs right by it, runs, you know, near their communities. Superior is the access point to the Arizona Trail if you're coming out of Phoenix at the Picket Post Trailhead. So, you know, we'd like to see maybe a mountain biking manufacturer consider coming into our area because they could be testing their product on our trails and outdoor adventure that's here in this area. there's needs for hotels and RV parks and places like that that attract the winter visitor, as well as mine workers that are here working on temporary location. So there's a lot of opportunity that I believe it will help us to really get us back into the groove and back working the way we're good at.
There are some who've expressed concern that there doesn't seem to be anything set aside for maybe infrastructure funding, maybe even school-related funding for this kind of thing. Is that something that concerns you at all?
My feeling about this is we don't know until we try something. We have a lot of problems from education and infrastructure, and at this point, we need something to get something started. I believe that, you know, we can figure things out. This particular area, we're very resilient. We always tend to find a way to get what we need to get done. Everybody always needs a little bit more money. So I think it will continue to spur those conversations of the need for investment in education and other infrastructure dollars.
Mila Besich-Lira is Executive Director of the Copper Corridor Economic Development Coalition.